Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Brent Mosley is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the owner and the founder of BuyMyTronics.com, and he's a guy who recycles technology. And if you're like me, you either have or have had a technology graveyard. That's what I call it. And I've had many of those over the years that have come and gone, and I've mostly had one, and I think we're thinned out a little bit right now. But we have had, you know, like a room full of stuff that we couldn't get rid of, and Brett saw this niche and said, you know what, I'm going to go after it, and he's done that. Let's get him to tell us about how this works. Brett, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing good. It's good to have you here. What made you decide to found this company? What did you see? What did you walk through some offices and see a bunch of dead computers laying around?
I actually had a broken $300 iPod and wasn't really excited about the fact of just throwing it away. and obviously, and did a little research on what was out there, some options, and kind of saw there's some options for getting some cash for it, but the competition looked pretty fragmented and hokey, and I kind of thought that maybe I'd come in there and do a better job, and from there I've kind of expanded into a lot of different other electronics from the original broken iPod I started buying from a lot of people.
Well, all right, now when I said I have a graveyard, Brett, what I'm talking about a graveyard. I'm talking about computers. I'm talking about printers. I'm talking about not laptops yet, although I've got some old laptops. But I'm talking about cell phones and things like that. A lot of old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have needed over the years. I have needed somebody to come and take these away from me, and they've done that. But I wind up giving it to them. And, with mm-hmm. monitors too. Don't forget, I've given a bunch of monitors too.
So, well, you know, what I'm trying to do is incentivize the process to not give these things, or, you know, in most cases, most people just throw them away.
You're creating an aftermarket for this used equipment.
Exactly, and a lot of times they have value. Obviously, the person who's taking them from you for free is obviously doing it most of the time for some profit.
Right.
They're not just taking it for fun, but they're,
I appreciate it. And to be honest with you, you know, I wouldn't mind having taken a little money from it, but one of the guys who takes our computers refurbishes them and gives them to schools.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent.
And so
he gets
some benefit from this. So I think that's a good thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's better, obviously, better than ending up in a landfill. So I definitely applaud him.
Well, but now you're not doing computers yet, are you?
Well, right now I'm buying iPods, iPhones, Zunes, which is like a Microsoft version of the iPod, and game consoles like PlayStation and the Wii and stuff. Not yet. I'm going to be getting into cell phones in the next few weeks. I'm going to be launching into that, and then laptops in the next month or so.
All right, I've got a Dash here. All right, I'm looking at a Dash right here mm-hmm. in my studio. I've got a T-Mobile Dash that
okay,
I probably
okay.
paid $400 for, or it had a retail value of $400 at one time, and I wore it out. I mean, it's just gone. I shouldn't know. It still works. I just mm-hmm. went back to a BlackBerry. What's something like that worth?
You know, I'm really preliminary on the research.
$20, $50, what's it worth?
$20, $50, somewhere in that area. You know, again, I'm in research mode, so I'm all in the air.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Get it. Well, you know, I guess, I mean, are there a lot of people who have game consoles and and iPods that are broken or whatever. I mean, are there a lot? Those are pretty new things, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many people with broken game consoles and iPods. I mean, iPods, most people just dump them when they break.
Really?
They don't realize they get cash for them. There's I don't know, millions that are breaking every month. And you know,
how do they break? What break?
Part.
How do they break?
The screens will break. The hard drives will break. The batteries. Yeah. There's so many things that go wrong with these things. It's pretty fascinating the variety of things they see go wrong with them.
Well, and I guess maybe everybody's not as careful with theirs as I am with mine. Of course, I don't have an iPod, but I bought a lot of cell phones in my life. But my cell phone actually has iPod capability. But anyway, so what are you going to do with this stuff when you get it?
I'm able to actually take, you know, let's say I get one iPod that's broken. I'm able to actually take the parts and use it to repair other ones. So you know, essentially I'm able to fix them and go ahead and resell them.
So you're creating an aftermarket for me to sell you my iPod, but also for people to buy used equipment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm offering, in most cases, more money than eBay, simpler transaction process than eBay. Obviously, you don't have to deal with questions and things like that. And, you know, it's also my operation is extremely eco-friendly. We're wind-powered. We recycle all the shipping material, and we're also really close to the post office, reducing the need for transportation. So.
And you keep your milk in a snowbank outside, right? So you don't have
no,
a refrigerator.
I use a fridge.
oh, you have actually
I have one
a fridge.
Of those.
Okay, all right, good. Well, you can work on that. but now here's the thing. See, if I've got an old cell phone, obviously if I could get $25-$30 for it, I'd let you have it. But cell phones are not my problem. My problem are the big boxes. You know what I mean? The computers and the big problem we've got around here is kind of over, because we used to have the big CRTs, monitors and the big desktop computers and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we have now is a lot smaller. But I would think that our problem was space. We had this graveyard of stuff in our office that we need to get rid of. So I would think that'd be a good opportunity for you. It would be a business's computer graveyard. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brett Mosley. His website is buymytronics.com. Check it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
In the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging around with me today. Brett Mosley is our guest, our new friend. He's the owner of and the founder of and the visionary behind BuyMyTronics.com. Now, Brett, you're a perfect example. You're an entrepreneur, and I like talking to entrepreneurs on my show. You're a perfect example of a 21st century business, because what you've done is you've found a niche. You found a niche that was being served but not very well. You believe so it wasn't like you came up with the idea first all by yourself, but you saw something. And you believe you could create a niche within a niche, so to speak, which may have been nothing more than just doing what other people were doing, only doing it more elegantly and more, maybe with better customer service, maybe with better research. And isn't that what's cool about the 21st century marketplace?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, and definitely enjoy being the entrepreneur you described.
Now, you had a day job.
Mm-hmm.
When did you quit your day job? How long did you have this idea in this business before you quit your day job?
I was dabbling in broken, relearning the broken iPod market since December of 2006, but just dabbling on Craigslist And we finally launched our site in April, and then things got serious enough to be able to, you know, supplant my income in October of last year.
So it took you roughly 16 months, I should say, to go from an idea to being self-employed.
Actually, probably around 6 or 7. Take off a year.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm.
What I mean is you started looking into it in the summer of 06, and you quit your job in the fall of 07, right?
Winter 06 I was looking into it, but yeah.
I got you. Okay. Well, either way,
it takes a few months.
But the point is that you spent some time with Parallel Universes. You had a job, and then you had your small business on the side.
It was tricky.
Well, exactly, but it was tricky, but you did it, and for you, it didn't take all that long. It could have taken longer. It could have taken another year or two or three. Were you prepared to go that long like that?
When I first started, I was just kind of playing around, seeing. I grew this thing really, you know, risk averse. I started with Craigslist. I took all the profits, rolled it into a website, then grew from there.
Wait a minute. You made profits and you didn't spend them on yourself? You put it back in your business?
Yeah, it's always how it works, folks. Making profits. I've never had to get any investors or taken on any debt. So it's been a really...
Those of you who are thinking about starting your own business, folks, that's how it works. You don't get to buy a new car the first time you make some profits. You put it back in the business, right, Brett?
Absolutely. A lot of people probably would have looked for VC funding, and I definitely could have gotten a lot of it, but I chose a slow and steady route, which has been paying off very well.
I like the way you're doing it. I really do. I think you're going to be happier that way. It can be slower, but it also, if you got a good idea, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to have more control over what you're doing, don't you?
Absolutely. And slower, I don't even know if I call it slower growth, because I've just been crazy growth.
But you have so many of the elements of a modern entrepreneur. You had an idea. You started growing it simultaneous with your regular job. You waited till you had enough critical mass in your business to before you quit your day job. You've been successful, and you plowed whatever success you've had back into the future growth of your business, and you're using the internet to grow your business. You're using all the different elements, and you've got a growth plan. I think I'm proud of you, Brett. I think you've done a great job, and I think you're a great model for other people.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
Well, I see a lot of people, Brett, who call me and they say, I want to start a business. Can I quit my job now?
Yeah, you know, I've always, since I was a kid, always been looking for the right opportunity, right thing to get into, and I knew it would come eventually. This kind of happened. You never know when it's going to happen, but I always knew when I had the right idea, I'd take it and run with it and make it go big. It's just in my blood. It's just my father's an entrepreneur. He's done 50 different entrepreneurial things throughout his life, and I kind of really learned got that spirit in me from him, and I never thought I'd be working for the man for my whole life. So,
oh, by the way, now wait a minute. You also buy digital cameras, I see on your website.
Actually, it's coming soon. If you click on it,
okay, all right,
that's
coming soon. Camcorders, cell phones are coming soon. PDAs are coming soon. So, folks, go to buymytronics.com. That's where you can go and find out, see what Brett's doing, and if so, they can go there. And you got a little link that says submit your tronics, so we can go find out what they're worth. Is that how it works?
Yep, you just put in a few things, pieces of information, and you get a price quote instantly. I'm really practically the only guy actually paying for broken electronics,
right.
Mainly iPods. But then on the used side and new side, I'm able to pay more than competition.
Can I buy a used product from you right now?
Not yet. Refurbished? That's probably 6 months to a year off.
Refurbished. So I can buy a refurbished one from you then, can I?
Not for a while, though.
But you will be able to.
Definitely.
I want to be the first one to sell you a used cell phone, by the way, Brett.
Well, check me out in a few weeks, and
I will.
You will be able to.
Thanks, Brett. See you later. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.